Hello, and welcome back to Surgery 101, the podcast series brought to you with the help of the Department of Surgery at the University of Alberta. You can find us at surgery101.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find the Surgery 101 app on iTunes or in the Android Marketplace. This is an exciting time of the year for us because it's the start of our summer studentship program in surgical education. This summer, we've got a total of 7 students working with us on a variety of projects, and you'll be hearing about them on Surgery 101 as the summer goes forward. This week's episode is a special episode called Marketing Surgery 101, which tells the story of some students from the School of Business here at the University of Alberta who worked with us to develop a marketing plan for Surgery 101. The story starts when Shannon Erickson and I were at the Festival of Teaching presenting some of our work with Surgery 101 when we were approached by an instructor from the School of Business called Leo Wong. Leo wanted us to come along to his marketing class and talk to some of his students to see if they would like to do a project with Surgery 101. So we went along to the class, we made our pitch, and a couple of students signed up to work with us. Those students were Charlotte and Peter, and they worked with us over the course of several months to help us understand more about how to market Surgery 101 and how to make more connections with our listeners. And it was out of working with them that we did the Surgery 101 survey, and we decided to explore more about the use of video in Surgery 101. At the end of the project, Shannon sat down with Charlotte and Peter briefly to review their experiences working with Surgery 101 and to look back at what they'd learned. That's what this episode is all about. So, let's get ready to take it to the market here on Surgery 101.
Okay, so today we are happy to have with us Charlotte and Peter from the University of Alberta. They're students in a marketing class that Surgery 101 collaborated with in order to create a marketing plan for Surgery 101. So for those of you who have been listening or participating in some of the surveys that we have asked you to participate in over the last couple months, that was the reasoning for it, is because we collaborated with students in a marketing class at the University of Alberta, and they have helped us to make a marketing plan for Surgery 101. So we thought we would ask them about their experience of working with us and how they decided on selecting our project and what their thoughts are on working with us in creating a marketing plan for Surgery 101. So I will start with Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for both of you, I guess this question is for both of you. Why did you pick this project?
Well, we decided to pick this project because we were attracted by the innovative and technological side of Surgery 101. It was really different from all of the other clients that we were able to pick from. And as well, we saw that this Surgery 101 was already super popular, and we see that there's so much more potential for it. So yeah, that's why we decided to pick this project.
Okay. And my next question is, what skills do you think that the both of you brought to this project?
So basically, when we were offered the projects in our marketing class, we walked into a room full of potential partners that we could work with for our marketing assignment. And when we saw Surgery 101, we saw all the opportunities that Charlotte did say. You know, it's a technologically innovative educational resource. But one thing that stood out is that Charlotte and I both have a lot of skills in marketing, And we've got experience in the real world helping companies promote and actually earn revenues from marketing efforts. And being that Surgery 101 was looking for a way to become more sustainable and make some kind of revenue to increase the quality and the you know, the actual, to raise the bar on Surgery 101. Being that that opportunity was there, it was unlike the rest of the options, you know, raising awareness and changing behaviors. Those were some of the other choices that we had. But with Surgery 101, it was help us be more sustainable and help us, you know, deliver a better product. And Charlotte and I were attracted to the fact that, you know, Surgery 101 is huge online. It's got a big following, it's got a lot of downloads, and it's already popular. They just, you know, need a way to get enough money to cover their costs. And yeah, so tying that to our skills with marketing and our ability to like find places for revenue and marketing efforts, you know, that's definitely why we picked the product and kind of the skills that we brought to the table.
Yes, you did. So what do you think of Surgery 101? Have you listened to any of the episodes?
Well, we did listen to a couple minutes of the first few episodes. We kind of got confused with the terminology and everything afterwards. But we did finally see why it was such a great resource for students to use as a review material, or if they just wanted to simply know more about the procedure. It's very compacted and it's very concise, so you didn't have to go into very in-depth to be able to have a general understanding of the procedure itself. We also looked at the video podcasts that Dr. Jonathan White and Shannon posted on YouTube, and we found that to be pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, not knowing very much about surgery and, you know, not understanding, you know, basically I'm not a medical student, and when I went to Surgery 101 and I watched some of those videos that the students had contributed, you know, inserting a chest tube was one of my favorites. You know, that was a great one, you guys. I think that it was awesome because it could take a 10-minute little clip and get an idea of how a medical procedure is done. I think it's beneficial for not just people who are studying or trying to get a refresher on a course, but also for us, like, normal folk who don't study medical or don't have a medical background, you know, to get a quick little update on exactly how a procedure is done. One thing that I was really impressed with was those notes. I highly recommend those notes to anybody. You know, it seemed, I don't know a lot about medical, you know, the terminology and the jargon, but definitely those notes kind of explained things and they were really valuable.
Okay, the next question, what has it been like working with a surgeon and the Surgery 101 team?
I think that we've had the privilege of working with a surgeon and their team as well. And yeah, we had lots of fun. There were some challenges sometimes where we might not know what direction we wanted to go in, and we weren't clear on the goals. But when we got that communicated and with those meetings, we were able to learn so much from each other, and we were able to identify what we wanted. And we did have a finishing product in the end, which was our marketing plan, which is exactly what both of us wanted.
Yeah, and I agree. Definitely, Shannon was, you know, working with you has been great. It's so much easier to work with Shannon than, you know, than the rest, or Jonathan, because, you know, Dr. White is a surgeon and he's very busy. His time is a premium. So, you know, things like knowing where the meeting is, you know, that could be a little challenging. You know, you're just told it's room ABC XYZ. And, you know, but at least Shannon would take the time, find us, make sure we knew where we're going. Kind of like, not dumb things down, but she would definitely, Surgery 101's got a great team here, and they're going places, and we do appreciate working with you. It's been fun.
Well, that's nice to hear. For myself, I think that it made us focus our attention on the future of Surgery 101 and what we were actually trying to accomplish. So thanks to both of you for bringing sort of a different way of thinking about Surgery 101 to us, because there's a lot of things, of course, that with regard to marketing that we have never thought about or invested very much time on. And because of our collaboration with you guys, we definitely, I think, have a clearer idea of what we want to do with Surgery 101. So thank you both for that as well. My next question is, what have you learned from working on this project?
I think something that we've definitely learned from right from the content was that the reason why Surgery 101 is so successful is because of the educational content itself. It's not because of the marketing and it's not because of the innovative side of things, but it's just because of the content itself, and which is why we see so much potential in the future for it. We also learned that not everybody thinks like a marketing student, and so working with a different client and working with a different group of people really opened our eyes and our perspective to how other people think, and by collaborating those two mindsets together, we were able to produce something that would be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah, and just more on what you were saying, Shannon, pushing you guys to think about some of the marketing concepts, it's only beneficial because Surgery 101, like Charlotte said, is all about the content, and it's very, very good content, and that's why it's popular. That's the only thing that's driven its popularity to date. So working with that and just pushing it a little bit farther by, you know, explicitly stating, what is your value proposition? Well, the value proposition is the high quality content. Or even, what is your vision? Why does Surgery 101 exist? You know, pushing you guys to, you know, to shape those things so that we can come up with a plan that, you know, lines up with the strategy. Michael Porter is one of the people that we commonly look at in business. Has like the value proposition, and he has various models of where you add value. And if you have an organization like Surgery 101 that adds a huge chunk of value right in the middle, but just needs a little help on the front and the back to, you know, get exposure and get awareness, and then ultimately to be more sustainable and get that revenue, then marketing people like Charlotte and I can come in and we can learn a lot about working with something that's already popular versus trying to make something. A lot of people do it the other way around. You know, they try and make something popular and then justify the content or the quality or the product or the value after they, you know, they put all their effort in planning the marketing side. Well, when you have the opportunity to work with someone who's got everything in the middle just right, there's so much to learn for all marketing students out there.
Last question for you both. What do you think the future holds for Surgery 101?
For me, I think the fact that Surgery 101 just hit their 750,000 target says a lot about what Surgery 101 is going to be like in the future, where there's going to be a lot more downloads and it's going to get even more increasingly popular, especially after more brand exposure to this organization. And I also see Surgery 101 being more popular internationally as well, not just in Canada or the States, but through different continents and through different countries that is going to be universal to everybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely going to expand. And I think that it doesn't matter what the marketing efforts are. It does, you know, ultimately, the content is just so good that it's going to be popular. It's going to be in demand. You know, once we fine-tune the sustainability model and everything, then, it's going to be sustainable. It's going to continue to produce high-quality content. But the future is definitely very bright for Surgery 101. And Shannon and Dr. White will both, you know, they've created something pretty amazing out here, a free educational resource for people that want to learn surgical procedures. I mean, that blows away your mind. It's really great. And whether we market the heck out of it or not, it's definitely going to grow. It's going to be really popular. And it's going to improve the reputation of the University of Alberta even further. And hopefully some sponsors will jump on board and they'll realize how the value in any kind of sponsorship message. And the listeners will appreciate the high-quality material Surgery 101 can deliver.
Well, that all sounds great and very optimistic. Thank you both for your time this semester. It was a pleasure working with both of you.
Yeah, thank you very much,
thank
Shannon.
You.
I'd like to add my thanks to Shannon's thanks as well there. I actually learned quite a lot from working with Peter and Charlotte while they were with us. and I think they've given us some great ideas for where to take Surgery 101 in the future. And you'll see where those ideas are going to take us over the next few months. As I always say, we're very keen for you to get in touch and let us know what you think of Surgery 101. So you can email us at surgerypodcast@gmail.com. You can connect to us through surgery101.org, where you'll find the Surgery 101 network, where you can request new episodes and submit new episodes yourself. And you can always find us on Facebook and at Twitter, surgery_101. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week on Surgery 101.